He does, because he's good people. He is very, very good people. Mark Hutchison, founding partner Hutchison Stephan, will join us in just a matter of minutes. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A Capitol Police officer has been killed after a man rammed his car into two officers at a barricade outside the U.S. Capitol and then emerged wielding a knife. The suspect died at a hospital. More details from Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Police identified the slain officer as William Billy Evans, an 18-year veteran who was a member of the department's first responders unit. Acting Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Conte says the attack did not appear to be related to terrorism.
Obviously, we'll continue to investigate to see if there's some type of nexus along those lines.
Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman says it came as her force remains on edge nearly 3 months after a mob stormed the Capitol.
This has been an extremely difficult time for U.S. Capitol Police after the events of January 6th.
The crash and shooting happened at a security checkpoint near the Capitol as Congress was on recess. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Major League Baseball is relocating this year's All-Star Game from Atlanta in response to Georgia's new voter integrity law.
In a statement, Commissioner Rob Manfred says fair access to voting continues to have our game's unwavering support. So, after consulting players, he's decided the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport is by relocating this year's All-Star Game and MLB Draft. He says plans to honor the late Hank Aaron, the Braves Hall of Famer and former career home run champion, will go forward, as will MLB's planned investments to support local communities in Atlanta as part of the league's All-Star Legacy projects. Where this year's All-Star Game will be held has not been announced. I'm Ben Thomas.
The head of the Minneapolis Police Department's Homicide Division testified that kneeling on the neck of someone who is handcuffed and lying on his stomach is totally unnecessary deadly force. Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman testified Friday at the trial of former officer Derek Chauvin, who was charged with killing George Floyd last year. No Wall Street numbers because of Good Friday. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. The state of Nevada is expected to get nearly $3 billion from the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Package, with Clark County receiving $439 million. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo says the new funding will help his department fill a $20 million budget shortfall and avoid layoffs. Governor Sisolak has just released his spending plans for the state's $2.9 billion in relief funding, calling for the strengthening of the state's social safety nets. A federal audit claims Sunrise Hospital improperly billed Medicare for more than $23 million, and now the feds want the money back. The report says Sunrise billed Medicare for unnecessary inpatient visits and for treatments which were not reasonably necessary. Sunrise officials dispute the report's findings and say they will appeal the decision, a process they say could take several years. Well, a summer movie season might be about to happen this year. With Regal theaters closed throughout the U.S. since October of last year, the chain has announced it will start reopening its theaters beginning today, April 2nd. Regal is the Valley's largest theater chain with locations throughout the Vegas Valley. There is no word yet on which of the theaters will reopen.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Now we're getting rush hour flows right now on the 15 northbound at Sahara, south at Russell. Moderate flows on the southern beltway, 215 eastbound at the airport connector. Look for reduced speeds, Interstate 11 west at Horizon. And touch and go through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main Street.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison Stephan. When you have a dispute with the government, they are the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutchison and Stephan, call 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Guess who's joining us right now? The guy that next Wednesday will be arguing before the state Supreme Court. He is Mark Hutchison, the founding partner for Hutchison Stephan, and he joins us. Are you excited? Yeah, a little anxious anticipation?
We're
Kevin, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much. We're very excited to finally be in front of the court on this very important issue. I talked to Stavros this week. He's pumped up, excited about it. We got a good strategy and a plan moving forward to present arguments to the court, and we've got the full court. I don't know if last time you knew this, but normally the court sits in panels of three, and when they have really important cases or cases they want the entire court to hear, they bring all seven members, and you're going to argue in front of them in what's called an en banc court, which is every member of the court. And we're going to have that on Wednesday, and we're looking forward to it.
And just so folks know, they can watch this. Am I right?
Yeah. There's, matter of fact, the Nevada Supreme Court has a Zoom site or a hot link on their page. You just go to the Nevada Supreme Court website, and then they will have on their website a click and a link for the oral arguments of a particular case, and you can link on that. They also have the same kind of a set up on YouTube, so you can just Google Nevada Supreme Court on YouTube, or go to YouTube and search for it.
And what time of the day will it be?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Yep, that will be 10 a.m. and we will be one of the first cases up.
How much do you prepare? And I know, having watched a bunch of the U.S. Supreme Court oral arguments, a lot of times an attorney will get like three sentences in, and then he'll be interrupted the rest of the 15 or 20 minutes. Is that the way it is at the state level?
Yeah. Particularly on a, you know, one of three things happen, Kevin. Either the court will just let you make your arguments. You got 15 minutes, and they won't, you know, they won't ask a question. They'll just let you make your presentation, your arguments, you know, the points that you want to make, and they really don't have any questions for you. The other way is that they'll let you make some arguments, and they'll interrupt you from time to time and on occasion with questions, and kind of pep you with questions. And then there's the third type, which is you get out of your mouth, "Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the court. You know, it's my honor to be in front of you." And then that's as far as you get, and they're just peppering you with questions. That's what I expect is going to happen. I just think there's going to be all kinds of questions, and for 15 minutes, that's all that we're going to do is field questions.
And what is the point of law that you're trying to make?
We're trying to say this, Kevin, and it's very, very important. And this is why this case is just really going to be a watershed case. And that is, we are making the point that whenever an election result does not reflect the will of the voters, that election result has caused the election to be prevented under the statutory definition of prevented, and that there should be a new election held. So in this case, we're saying that 139 discrepancies were identified by Joe Gloria, who was the registrar of voters, and Stavros only lost the election by 10 after a recount. It was 15, but still, you know, 10 or 15, pick whichever one you want. That's not very many votes that separated the winner and the loser in that election. And Joe Gloria came in and said, "Hey, I did a full audit of the vote in District C. I can't account for 139 discrepancies. And in some precincts, I got too many votes. In other precincts, I got too few votes, based on the sign-in sheets of the voters who came in. And I can't tell what happened. And so I can certify," Joe Gloria said, "every other election in Clark County, there's one I can't certify as reflecting the will of the voters, and that was Commission C. And so we say, under the statutes, Nevada law says that if for any reason an election has been prevented, then there shall be a new election held.
And what is it you're asking the court to do?
We're asking the court to order the county, actually the district court, because the Supreme Court is going to review the district court's decision. We're going to ask the district court, the Nevada Supreme Court to reverse the district court's decision that did not grant our motion requiring the county commission to hold a new election. So in essence, we are asking the Nevada Supreme Court to require and order a new election in District C.
And what is the, let's play devil's advocate, Ross Miller. What is his argument going to be?
His argument is, look, you know, the Anthony lawyers are taking the statute way too broadly. The statute does not deal with any time somebody can't determine the will of the voter from an election result. What really that statute means is that actually an election has been prevented. You know, that there was some ballot malfunction, there was some machine that exploded, a flood caused the problem, and so you could not actually physically vote. You know, there was a lightning struck the struck the building where the voters were lined up and they all scattered. You know, there had to be some physical prevention, actually preventing somebody from casting a ballot. And so his is much more narrow. His is, look, prevented. If voters can vote, then they haven't been prevented from voting. And we're saying, no. If you look at the statutory scheme here, the entire statutory scheme talks about ensuring that the will of the voters has been elected, has been reflected in the results. And the statutes say that the statute should be liberally interpreted to ensure that the will of the voters has been reflected in the election result. And we say we don't have an election that was completed or finished because it was prevented, and ultimately the will of the voters was not reflected. And that's not our words. I mean, our strongest argument, Kevin, is going to be these are not our words. These are the words of Joe Gloria, the registrar of voters, who, by the way, was appointed to that position by the entire county commission, all of whom are Democrats. So the democratically appointed registrar of voters came in and said this election had been prevented.
Wow. Just out of curiosity, will you be nervous? I mean, this is kind of like the Super Bowl for attorneys.
Whenever you get up to argue before the court, whether you're arguing with, by yourself, whether you're arguing with your partner, whether you're arguing with a group of lawyers, I mean, you're going to be nervous up there. And look, I mean, I'm going to have my partner up there, Mike Wall, with me. He's going to be handling much of the argument, and I think we're going to do just fine. We feel like we've prepared. I've talked to Stavros about it. We've got a great strategy. It's a Super Bowl. It's a big deal. This is going to be a lot riding on this, and it's an important case, which is why the court convened the en banc, the entire court, to hear this case.
I want to take you in a different direction. You have been a part of government in the state of Nevada, former lieutenant governor, currently the founding partner of Hutchison Stephan. I've got to ask you, we're into week nine. We're just closing out week nine of the 81st Nevada legislature. Not a lot has gotten done, but there's a lot of stuff in the queue that is scary as all get out, including AB 321, which would memorialize what was supposed to be a pandemic emergency deal, AB 4. How do we stop it? Do we have any way to stop it?
Well, you know, I think that that the legislative route is going to be difficult for us, Kevin, just because we don't hold the majorities. We don't hold a check at the governor's office. And so the Democrats are going to be able to pass any legislation they want, unless it requires raising of revenue, which takes two-thirds. This doesn't. AB 321 wouldn't require raising of revenue. It just simply is memorializing, as you said, AB 4. It's going to get passed. And that'll become law. And then the question is, okay, what do you do now? And one of the things I think that Republicans have to become much more proficient at, and I think use much more as a tool for political purposes and for advancement and the betterment of our state, and that's ballot initiatives. We could put on the ballot for consideration by the voters themselves election integrity laws. For example, we could put a voter ID law on the ballot and ask the voters to vote on that. Polls show that both Democrats and Republican majorities favor voter ID, but you're never going to get that out of a Democratic legislature. There's just too many special interests, and they would never do that. But we can put it on the ballot. So I think what you're going to see is you're going to see Democrats pass this kind of legislation that the Republicans will really be powerless to block at the legislative level. What we need to do is engage in what's called direct democracy. And one of the ways you engage in direct democracy is the ballot. You go to a ballot initiative, you get enough signatures to put an issue on the ballot, and you have the voters vote on it.
How does that work? How many signatures do you need? Is it possible we could get enough signatures for such a measure and have it on the ballot in November of 2022?
Yeah, it takes 10%. You got to, we've all signed the you know, on the clipboard, somebody comes around and there's some issue that they want you to sign up for and have a ballot initiative. But you got to get 10% of the voters who voted in the prior general election, and you get that many voters. And so, you know, I mean, probably in any given election, I don't know, what do you have? Probably maybe 1 million voters or so who vote in Nevada. So 10% of that would be about 100,000 signatures in order to put a measure on the ballot, something like that roughly. And that's what it would take. The most expensive part, as you can imagine, is going out and gathering those signatures. You got to either pay people or find, you know, volunteers to do that. But it's doable, and it happens all the time.
I think that's the only way in the minority we're going to have any opportunity to change AB4 or any of these other measures that are going to be coming. I got to ask you, as long as I've got you, HR1 that they're talking about in Washington, D.C., which would nationalize, federalize local elections. You like that idea?
Well, I think it's unconstitutional. I think that the U.S. Constitution, I know the U.S. Constitution identifies the states as having set the parameters and the laws governing state elections. And I guarantee you that'll immediately get a constitutional challenge. And I think in many ways it's unconstitutional. The founding fathers and the founders of this country understood that most laws that impact and govern people in this country should happen at the state and local level. And certainly election laws should happen at the state level and the local levels. The national government has no business, you know, nationalizing one-size-fits-all law for elections. And it wasn't ever contemplated in the Constitution.
I want to ask you about another issue that's going to be coming up, and it's going to be coming up real soon. It may end up in the courts. You may end up a petitioner in this matter, and that is the redistricting. You were a part of it back in, what, 2010? They do it every 10 years, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's right. In 2010, you remember, we had both houses of the state legislature controlled with Democrats. We had a Republican governor, Brian Sandoval, at the time. And every 10 years, the Constitution requires that state legislators redraw the congressional maps and redraw the state Senate maps and redraw the assembly maps. That's what we call them in Nevada. Some places call it the House. The maps for the states. That is a legislative process, and you pass those, you draw those lines by passing laws, just like you would any other law, just like AB 321 we were talking about. Democrats have a majority. They will draw the lines. They'll pass legislation. Steve Sisolak will sign the legislation. In 2010, Brian Sandoval vetoed two different pieces of legislation because he thought that they were so biased and drawn in favor of the Democrats. We then went to court over it, and the court wound up appointing a panel of special masters. And I represented the Republican Party at the time, and we argued where we thought the lines should be drawn for the various boundaries of the districts. Democrat counsel argued, and eventually the judge approved maps that he blessed and thought were appropriate. And you know what? Listen, they've been pretty good for the last 10 years. I mean, in 14, we took the majority in both houses. And that's not going to be the case, though, this time. There's no brakes on this. There's no governor to veto them. We're going to have, you know, legislative maps that are just going to be very favorable for the Democrats. That just underscores, again, the point, though, Kevin, that we need to have direct democracy as a tool in our tool belt as Republicans and be able to go to the ballot and sponsor ballot initiatives to pass good laws.
What does it cost to get, 100,000 folks signatures? I mean, is that... Does it take $1 million, $5 million? What does it cost?
Yeah, it probably takes between, I would say, statewide, it's going to take probably $500,000 to maybe $750,000, depending on how organized you are and how many volunteers you get. If you get a lot of like really good, organizations that can provide you a lot of good volunteers, it's going to cost less. If you just have to have all paid individuals out there just getting signatures, you know, at the shopping centers and at DMV and wherever else they go, then it's going to cost you probably closer to, you know, $750 or $1 million.
Wow. I think that is a great idea, and I hope there is somebody, and I've talked with people across the state, and there are efforts out there to essentially find a way to do initiatives and whether they're going to have enough money to do it, whether they're going to be able to raise the money. This is so vitally important. It's the only way that, we can get our way. We're not going to do it legislatively.
It's unfortunate. You know, we're just going to be at the mercy of the Democratic Party, who's going to redraw the maps. They're going to redraw them in favor of the Democrats to continue to hold power and control. It's going to be stopped in one of two ways. We're either going to have to go to the ballot, as we're talking about, or we're going to have to elect a Republican governor to veto just bad legislation and to push his or her own legislation and get the Democrats, who will recognize that there's divided government. But this one party rule in Nevada is just terrible for us, and we've got to get out of it, Kevin.
Hey, Mark, it's always good to visit with you. Hope you and your family have a very happy Easter weekend, and we'll talk with you after you, a shine on Wednesday. Hopefully we'll get a chance to visit with you maybe late on Wednesday afternoon and see how you did.
Okay. We'd really enjoy it. Thanks for the opportunity, and have a great Easter. Thanks so much.
Hey, good luck. Happy hunting on Wednesday. Mark Hutchison, founding partner, Hutchison Stephan, the former lieutenant governor, and a really good attorney, flat out. Everybody will see again why Mark Hutchison is just an amazing attorney. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. A farmer once wanted to capture the wild pigs that were damaging his crops. He started out by putting some corn in a clearing in the forest. The pigs found the corn and came back for more free food, which the farmer continued to put out. He gradually built a pen in the clearing, leaving an opening for a gate. So gradually the pigs were not alarmed. Then one day, when all the pigs were enjoying their free food, the farmer shut the gate, trapping the pigs. There is no such thing as a free lunch. So when politicians start talking about free stuff, be very, very suspicious and start looking for the fence. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com. 3691321.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor